And we remind you, please, help us help you keep Craig apprised of the traffic situation. If you come across anything that you think we should be reporting on, let Craig know directly at 805-543-8830. Last item, then we'll continue the show. A lot of you have been inquiring about John Lindsay. As we announced earlier in the week, John is on a leave of absence from PG&E and KVEC and the Tribune. I think his friends and all the Facebook know it involves his wife. And I'd just like to leave it at that, please. But she is down in Santa Barbara. And whatever you're inclined to do, thoughts, prayers, particularly on Valentine's Day, send them towards Santa Barbara. If you want to send a card to John, you could send it here to us at the radio station, and we will make sure that John gets it. Kathy and I are going to be heading south tomorrow, and we're going to stop in Santa Barbara and have lunch with John, and we'll get the latest. He has been overwhelmed with all the support that he's been getting. But I think their journey is just beginning. And as I said earlier in the week, he's going to need the entire community. The family's going to need the entire community. So if you want to send a card and you don't know what else to do, just send it to us, and we'll make sure that he gets it.
You must remember this. A kiss is just a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by.
All right, Dave Congleton, Craig Hill here. It's Valentine's Day. We're not going to do anything controversial. If that is what you're on the hunt for, we invite you to go elsewhere. We'll get back into that. And every Valentine's Day, pretty much, obviously I wasn't here last year. I don't know what we did last Valentine's Day. Craig and I have something in common. We're both passionate about the movie Casablanca. But Craig, as we start this, I just Googled popular romantic movies. Mm-hmm. Let me throw these at you. And here we go. When you type in popular romantic movies, and these aren't in any order, this is just the way they come up. The Notebook. All right.
Wrong.
All right, you want to, here, go ahead and get that. We both love the movie Casablanca. We're going to play some clips of the movie. We're going to talk about what the movie means to us. All right. So you don't like The Notebook. How about Love Story?
No.
Titanic?
No.
When Harry Met Sally?
That's pretty good.
Love Actually?
No. I wish they had subtitles.
Sleepless in Seattle?
That's good.
Dirty Dancing?
Nah. Hate the movie, love the making of the movie.
Pretty Woman?
It's all right.
A Star is Born?
Which one?
Doesn't matter. Do you like any of them?
Nah. I guess the one back in like the, what was it, the 40s, 50s?
Okay, but now here's the interesting thing to me. I just threw out like a half a dozen movies to you from the 80s, 90s, 2000s. The only one on the list here is Casablanca, 1942.
See, that tells me a lot. That whoever wrote this list is probably 23 or something to that effect. But I see, you but say Casablanca like is a romantic movie, and I don't see it that way. Because romantic movies, it's all squishy and cheesy. Casablanca is awesome. Casablanca is a badass movie. It's such a great movie on its own. It's not a squishy romance, you know, you complete me. There's none of that garbage in it. It's a true man's movie.
Calm down.
It is a man's movie. It's a great movie, but women, they can love it too.
Casablanca is the most romantic movie I've ever come across. And look, you and I come to things differently, and two people can see the same movie and each get something out of it. To you, it sounds like it's something completely different. But to me, it is a totally romantic movie.
To me, it's heroism and redemption.
Heroism in what way?
The self-sacrifice, for one's country and personally with Bogey giving up Ilsa, knowing how he feels and how she feels, but giving up for the cause.
But that's not romantic to you?
No, it is romantic, but it's not a romantic movie. He's not all emotional about it. He's, pretty pragmatic about it. Like, he's giving up Ilsa, but there's that scene where she's telling him, look, I'll do whatever you want if I can have those papers. They start kissing. Cut to him standing in the window. We know just what just went on. They're not going to say it, but, you know, there was a hookup in that movie. You don't do that in romantic, sweet, sappy movies. That's kind of a war movie. That's your desperation. You don't have desperation in
Casablanca is a war movie?
Yeah. You ever, I don't know if you're messing with me right now or not.
Casablanca is a war movie?
Yes, it's a war movie. How many romantic movies have Nazis in them?
Well, Jojo Rabbit is a comedy, and they have Nazis all over.
Yeah, I don't want to even get into that.
Have you seen the movie?
No, but I don't like making light of that subject.
So here's a scene from Casablanca.
Throwing away women like that. Someday they may be scarce. You know, I think now I shall pay a call on Yvonne. Maybe get on the rebound. Huh?
Well, when it comes to women, you're a true Democrat.
Et moi, je vous dis que l'attitude de l'Italie est immonde. Qu'est-ce que vous auriez fait sans l'armée allemande? Et la Grèce. Ce pauvre petit pays de Grèce, mon cher.
If he gets a word.
He gets a word, and it'll be a major Italian victory. Complain to Lisbon. You would like to be on it?
Why? What's in Lisbon?
The Clipper to America. I've often speculated on why you don't return to America. Did you abscond with the church funds? Did you run off with the senator's wife? I like to think that you killed a man. It's the romantic in me.
It's a combination of all three.
And what in heaven's name brought you to Casablanca?
My health. I came to Casablanca for the waters.
The waters? What waters? We're in the desert.
I was misinformed.
All right. We agree that this is one of the great scripts.
Oh, it is the greatest script of all time. To me, I've said it before, if you get a memorable line in your movie, that's really what every writer is going for. Just that one line that's super iconic. But every line in this movie is an amazing line. There's no wasted dialogue in this movie. And everything either moves something forward or develops a character trait, a plot point. There's always something in this script that just keeps it moving. It's a very fast-paced movie, especially for a pseudo-romance, you know, movie. It is a very fast-paced movie.
Now, here's an interesting text message. Someone is texting in on the Stolberg Law KVC text line. They're texting an African Queen as a romantic movie. That's an interesting choice.
I don't think you can get covered in leeches in an African river and consider that a romantic movie.
So what do you consider a romantic movie to be?
Well, that's the thing.
What are you looking for?
If it's a pure romance movie, it's boy wants girl, boy doesn't get girl, and then boy gets girl at the end, kind of a thing, or vice versa.
That's a romantic comedy.
I think that's just a romance movie. Romance comedy has more jokes in it. But, I mean, you could make the subcategory of romance war movie with this one. I mean, there is romance in it, but just because people fall in love, and actually they don't fall in love. He lets her go. She goes off with her husband, and he's left there to fight along with Renault. Him and Renault go off together, actually, in the end.
But he lets her go because he loves her.
Yeah, that's nice. But he goes off to fight the war.
Yeah. So you see Casablanca as a war movie.
I see it as a
interesting
war romantic thriller comedy. It's got funny parts to it.
Why is it a thriller?
I don't know. I just thought I'd throw that out there. But there's tons of suspense in this movie. It's very noir, even though it's not a noir film. It deals with shadows and light very well. There's not one scene that's not lit correctly. There's this great shot when they're showing the bar, which normally in that time period, they would just light the bar. They would light the restaurant. But what they do is they have varying degrees of darkness going further and further back. So you're never quite fully aware of how big this place is, how big Rick's is, and what's going on in the shadows.
on the Stahlberg Law KVC text line. Sure, you want to text in, call in, that's fine. Casablanca is the best. For a romantic, I have to admit, an affair to remember. Oh, absolutely. Cary Grant?
That's
Deborah Carr?
That's a love story. That's a romance movie right there.
Why don't I have my marker? Huh. Far superior to Sleepless in Seattle, I agree.
But they used it in Sleepless in Seattle.
Well, yeah. Sleepless in Seattle is inspired by An Affair to Remember. Romeo and Juliet. Well, of course.
Yeah, see, those are...
Someone's texting in Romeo and Juliet. Yeah. George is saying Puppy Love or Hormone Love is a short story, but The Notebook exemplifies lasting love. Yeah, Notebook is a great story. You haven't seen that?
I've seen parts of it.
You'd like that.
I've tried watching it. I'm just...
What's your favorite romantic movie? Show me a sentimental side to you.
Romantic. I don't know. That's
see, you don't have one.
That's tough. Because I love Sleepless in Seattle. I used to watch that back like when it first came out, and I still think it holds up. Harry Met Sally, great movie, but I think I lean more towards comedy romance than just
give me
sappy.
Do you have a romantic movie that you want to admit to publicly?
I really can't think of one. Because I don't like the one where the hunky beefcake is falling in love with the super hot model, but they can't be together because of whatever reason. And I prefer a little more humor in my movies and less sap. So, but in this movie, in Casablanca, it's incredibly well balanced. We've talked about the script, and one of my favorite things about the dialogue is even the minor characters get great little pieces, get great little tidbits of dialogue. Like in the beginning of the movie, they arrest that guy against the wall, and they shoot him. And there's that guy who pickpockets, you know, the pickpocket character who says, how are you doing in Casablanca? It says, I hear very little and I understand even less.
Yeah.
Just great little lines like that.
Two text messages coming in on the Stahlberg Law KVC text line, both talking about Princess Bride. Lovely movie. And then The Goodbye Girl. The Goodbye Girl is my choice. These are interesting. Let's hear some more of Casablanca, shall we?
Here we go. Monsieur Laszlo, is it not?
Yes.
I am Captain Renault, Prefect of Police.
Yes, what is it you want?
Merely to welcome you to Casablanca and to wish you a pleasant stay. It isn't often we have so distinguished a visitor.
Thank you. I hope you'll forgive me, Captain. The present French administration hasn't always been so cordial. May I present Miss Ilzanant?
I was informed you were the most beautiful woman ever to visit Casablanca. That was a gross understatement.
You're very kind.
Won't you join us?
If you will permit me. Oh, no, Emil, please, a bottle of your best champagne and put it on my bill.
Very well, sir.
Captain, please.
Oh, please, monsieur, it is a little game we play. They put it on the bill, I tear up the bill. It is very convenient.
Captain, the boy was playing the piano. Somewhere I've seen him.
Sam?
Yes.
He came from Paris with Rick.
Rick, who's he?
Mademoiselle, you're in Rick's. And Rick is,
Is what?
Well, mademoiselle, he's the kind of man that... Well, if I were a woman... And I were not around, I should be in love with Rick. But what a fool I am talking to a beautiful woman about another man. Excuse me. Ah, Major.
All right, that's Casablanca. We've got Alan in San Luis on KVEC. Hey, Alan. Alan, okay, there we go. There he is.
There I am. I am. And I should. I had to wait for that. Okay. Yes, I agree. Casablanca is so tight, is so well done. Look, like that was an example of Claude Rains. I mean, he's a fabulous actor, perfect for the role. I mean, the whole thing was properly cast. But I will throw out a romantic. I'm not big into romantic movies, but here's one I always like: is Groundhog Day.
Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
As a romantic, well.
Yeah. Well, okay. He's trying to romance her, and the efforts are really funny.
Oh, it's a great movie.
Mm-hmm.
That's romantic.
There you go.
I guess I have to come up with a definition as to what makes a romantic movie.
Good luck on that, because I'm sure you'll get lots of different opinions. But there's boy meets girl, go boy wants girl, boy will try all these different things, especially when he knows that she'll probably just forget, and he can experiment.
And then he'll try over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
The thing I always think about in terms of Groundhog Day is that marked the end of the collaboration between Harold Ramis and Bill Murray.
Wow.
Ramis and Murray had worked together on Groundhog Day and Stripes
and
Ghostbusters and Groundhog Day, and they had some kind of falling out, and they never worked together again, and they didn't speak to each other again until Harold Ramis was dying.
Wow.
And Bill Murray went to see him, and they made up literally on his deathbed.
Holy cow. And you look at the stuff that they put out. Wow. Well, Bill Murray has really shown his talents over the years, and both a great actor can do drama and comedy, and he can certainly do both.
I'm glad you called, Alan. Thank you. We'll be back with more about Casablanca and more about romantic movies in honor of Valentine's Day. First, with pleasure, I remind you that today's edition of Hometown Radio is sponsored in part by your hometown grocery store, Spencer's Fresh Markets in Morro Bay and Santa Maria. Always online at spencersfreshmarkets.com. Why not make it a Valentine's Day weekend? Look at all these things on sale. Filet mignon, $7.99 a pound. Lobster tails, $9.99 each. Boneless ribeye steaks, $9.99. You can get Paso Station sparkling wine, $6.99 a bottle. Don't forget the ice cream on sale, $3.99. Boneless New York steaks, $9.99 a pound. Large, white, or yellow peaches or nectarines, either one, it doesn't matter, $1.99 a pound. Vine ripe cantaloupe, $1.99 each. Berries, blackberries, blueberries, raspberries, $3.99 a pack. All this and more, so much more, only at Spencer's. In Morro Bay and Santa Maria, Spencer's Fresh Markets, always worth the drive. Shop at Spencer's, your hometown grocery store. We're proud to have them as a sponsor, the Dave Congleton Show. By the way, just a little bit of breaking news as we continue. It's being reported now, Lucia Marr, Unified School District Superintendent, resigned suddenly after 2 years. The superintendent wants to create a better balance for himself and his family. So the superintendent, Dr. Lucia Marr, is out unexpectedly and abruptly. We'll give you details as we figure it out. Back on the phones we go. Russ is in Morro Bay on KVEC. Hi, Russ.
Hi, Dave.
Hey, Russ. What's up?
Yeah, there's a movie from, I think, 79 or 80 with Christopher Reeves and Jane Seymour, Somewhere in Time.
I love that movie.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it was filmed on Mackinac Island.
Oh, yeah. Is that in Michigan?
Yeah, it's up at the northern tip between the Michigan state line and Canada. I've never been. It's one of those places I've always wanted to go. But that's the one where he goes back in time, and Jane Seymour is the actress, and I think Christopher Plummer is her agent or something.
Right. You know, another good line in the Casablanca is when Claude Rains saying he's shocked about the gambling in the Ricks.
I'm shocked.
And then
shocked.
Some guy hands him his winnings from a bet.
That's going to be one of the more famous lines, Craig.
Yeah, I think we actually quote that every time we're not shocked. I mean, that's like the go-to.
Yeah, we're shocked. We're shocked. It's a great screenplay. Yeah. All right, Russ, thank you very much for calling in. Marilyn's in San Luis on KVEC. She went to the premiere of Casablanca.
Thank you. I wish I could have. But I was thinking about the movie Love Story.
Why are you thinking about that?
Because it has the right name for Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
And that was, it's been so long since I've seen it, but as I recall, it was featured around two university students.
He was at Harvard, she was at Radcliffe.
Right.
Oliver, his name was Oliver Barrett, and her name was Jenny.
And he was from a wealthy family.
That's right. Ray Milland was his father, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. What did you think of the movie?
I have seen it so long ago, but I really was fascinated and sad at the same time.
Why were you fascinated?
Well, because she was from low class, he from upper, and he didn't want her to be influenced by what he had. In fact, or rejected kind of his father because he was being a snob.
As I recall, it was written by Eric Segal, who at the time was a Harvard professor, I think, of something, obviously, English or philosophy or something.
Yeah, well, I thought it was a really well-done movie. And but it was sad in the end.
Well, yeah, she dies.
I know. So, and I was going to say something about Claude Rains. I think the movie that I'd seen him in was King's Row first.
Have you seen that, Craig? King's Row?
What is it, 1950-something? 50s?
I think it was earlier than that.
It was after Casablanca.
But Ronald Reagan was in that movie.
Hmm.
I don't remember the woman for sure, Ann Sheridan, but he was a mean doctor.
42.
See, his last movie was Lawrence of Arabia, and I first came across him in Robin Hood, because he was one of the bad guys in Robin Hood.
I was grabbing some audio, so I don't know who you're talking about right now.
Claude Rains.
Oh, Claude Rains. Okay, yeah. Yeah, the brother.
So
he was the evil brother.
Yeah, he was evil in King's Row. So I thought he performed magnificently in Casablanca.
And he was also, with John Garfield, he was the police officer chasing John Garfield, and he catches John Garfield, and at the end he lets him go.
Oh, that's the good side of him. That's good.
And the only story I know about him during Casablanca is that between takes he'd play chess. He was a chess player on set.
And he was the, kind of the moderator between the Nazis, the French, and the English.
In the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I liked his role. I thought he was really, really good.
Arguably one of the best supporting roles in the history of movies.
Yes.
Can we agree on that?
Oh, of course.
All right. Thank you, Marilyn. Greg Hill is here.
As he said, his loyalties blow with the wind, and the current wind blows from BC.
We are off to ABC Radio News. Craig Hill is standing by with the very latest in time saver traffic and weather. We got a lot of traffic out there in North County. We'll give you an update as we continue. We'll play more clips from Casablanca, talk more about romantic movies, to see where the hour takes us. Happy Valentine's Day. Happy Friday. You're listening to Hometown Radio.
Remember this. A kiss is just a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by.
All right, it is 6:07 on the Central Coast on this Friday, February 14th, 2020. Happy Valentine's Day. Craig and I are just winding down the week. We've been all over the place. We've been talking about romantic movies. We've been focusing on Casablanca. And so how would you define Casablanca? I don't want to misquote you here. To you, it's not a romantic movie. It's a...
No, there's romance in it, but it's a war action thriller.
And where's the action? Other than Peter Lorre being killed, where's the action?
Well, you got the guy, the very first scene of the movie, dude gets shot right up against a wall. I mean, come on.
That's an action movie.
No, you have, what's his name? The other character, he gets his arm cut escaping from that dangerous meeting that they had. You have the Nazi holding them at the phone with the gun.
Okay.
And then
okay.
he gets killed. A lot of people die in this movie.
Okay. Craig and I just see things differently. We got a lot of text messages coming in as people are texting in their choices for romantic movies. We got Notebook. We've got African Queen. There's one for Casablanca. Another one for Notebook, Romeo and Juliet. David and Aurora Grande likes Love Story, as did Marilyn. I mentioned a couple for Princess Bride. The Goodbye Girl is my choice. Boy, that one takes me back. Orchid Grandma says there's nothing like old movies. Sure. Brokeback Mountain. Okay. I'll go there. Embarrassed to say, but what about Pretty Woman? What about Pretty Woman? Pretty Woman's a great movie. It made Julia Roberts a star. Another one for The Notebook. I think that's a better film for Valentine's Day, says our listener. Okay, how about How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days? I have not seen that one. What about North by Northwest? Well, that's an interesting one. It's a thriller. Kind of curious if that fits. Well, there's certainly that romantic underpinning between Eva Marie Saint and Cary Grant. And the final scene with the train going into the tunnel is the most Freudian ending I know of a movie. The Graduate. All right. The worst acting performance by a female actress in history has to be Love Story. And then The English Patient. We're getting all these text messages. And we've got Monty in San Luis on KVEC. Hi, Monty.
Hello.
Hi.
Well, you're discussing the older movies, and what about Bride of Frankenstein with Angela Lansbury?
You know, Craig, have you seen that one?
A million
it's
years ago.
It's an excellent movie.
Yeah.
I don't see it as a...
You have to have VHS to see it.
Now,
but I must have watched it 10 times myself.
What's the appeal of it, Monty?
The appeal of it is the fact that Frankenstein finds a love, and she's actually very beautiful in her hairstyle, and I don't think she liked him much, but anyway, you know, how it goes like that.
There is a non-traditional choice, yeah.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. What's your favorite movie?
That would be Moby Dick with Gregory Peck.
I haven't seen that. I haven't seen that in 40 years.
Oh, man, it's such a good movie.
I love
it. All authentic, you know.
Did Gregory Peck ever make a bad movie?
Well, I got bored of him to Kill a Mockingbird, but anyway.
Monty likes things differently.
Somewhat, yeah.
Yeah, fair enough. Monty, thanks for the call. Let's hear some more of Casablanca, shall we? Just doing a little salute here. Here we go.
Hello, Sam.
Hello, Miss Elsa. I never expect to see you again.
It's been a long time.
Yes, ma'am. A lot of water under the bridge.
Some of the old songs, Sam.
Yes, ma'am.
Where is Rick?
I don't know. I ain't seen him all night.
When will he be back?
Not tonight no more. He ain't coming. He went home.
Does he always leave so early?
Oh, he never. Well, he's got a girl up to the Blue Parrot. He goes up there all the time.
You used to be a much better liar, sir.
Leave him alone, Miss Elsa. You bad luck to him.
Play it once, Sam. For all time's sake.
I don't know what you mean, Miss Elsa.
Play it, Sam. Play as time goes by.
Oh, I can't remember it, Miss Elsa. I'm a little rusty on it.
I'll hum it for you.
You must remember this. A kiss is just a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by. And when two lovers woo, they still say I love you. On that you can rely. No matter what the future brings, as time goes by.
Sam, I thought I told you never to play.
a scene from that classic thriller.
That look on Casablanca. His face. That look, I remember the look on his face when he sees Ilsa sitting there. And it, for the first time, you see kind of like his lip quiver, like he's just completely shocked by running into her. And they hadn't seen each other since La Belle Aurore and the Nazis were coming into Paris.
On the Solberg Law KVC text line, a lot of the old Doris Day movies are romantic comedies. Happy Valentine's Day to Dave, Craig, and my hubby, Sam from Vivian. You like Doris Day comedies?
Actually, I love them, especially the ones with Rock Hudson.
David is back with us. Don't forget The Bride of Frankenstein with Gene Wilder and Madeline Kahn. No, that's Young Frankenstein. That's a different movie. We got Reg on KVC. Hey, Reg.
Hey, happy Valentine's to both of you.
And to you, Reg.
I can remember this when I was a very young man. I'm going to carbon date 1956. Yul Brynner and Deborah Kerr in The King of I.
King and I.
The King and I.
Love that movie.
Me too.
Shall we dance?
Happy Valentine's.
Shall we dance?
Well, I have to shave my head.
Yeah. Well, and how about Yul Brynner and Ingrid Bergman in Anastasia?
Yes.
Another great one.
Absolutely impeccable.
Love it. Thank you, Reg. Good ones. Susan's in Morro Bay on KVEC. Hi, Susan.
Hi.
Hi.
Dave. I appreciate your show.
Thank you.
So much. And I want to talk about Casablanca. It's okay. One of my favorites.
All right.
And then I wanted to talk about Love Story, because it's not quite my favorite, because they say love is never having to say you're sorry.
That's the line.
And
that's right.
Robert Evans, who was married to Ally McGraw there.
Right.
What happened there was Steve McQueen sort of tried to take her away from him.
Well, he didn't try. He did.
Yes, he sure did.
Yeah.
But what you don't know, if you haven't read Robert Evans' autobiography, is that Steve McQueen was going to try to take his son from Ally McGraw and him away, and his lawyer found out bad things about Steve McQueen, and that's all I'm going to say.
I love it. Hollywood dirt.
That's all I'm going to say about that.
What about Casablanca?
I love Casablanca. I love African Queen. And there's so many others I could name. But anyway, I just thank you for being there and having your show.
And we thank you for listening, Susan, and thank you for calling in tonight.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Happy Valentine's Day. We'll be back with more conversation about romantic movies and more Casablanca. This is Hometown Radio for the Central Coast. Good to be with you on Valentine's Day. One or two for Susan. There's a one, okay. And a one and a two, and let's bring Susan back. Hey, Susan.
Hi. I didn't get to put in something about Love Story and Robert Evans' autobiography. It was in regards to Ryan O'Neill and the premiere. And poor Ally McBeal was in the hospital almost losing her baby to Robert.
You mean Ally McGraw, not Ally McBeal.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's all right.
Ally McGraw. And she was almost losing her baby. And Ryan O'Neill told Robert Evans that you get her out of the hospital or I'm not going to the Love Story premiere. And he says, look, she's bleeding. She's going to surgery. She's almost losing the baby. She cannot come to the Love Story premiere. He says, I won't go.
And what happened?
And I think people should know that.
And what happened? And what happened? What happened? Did she go or not?
No.
Okay.
She was in the hospital with her husband, Robert Evans,
right,
with her baby, almost losing her baby.
We got to read Robert Evans' memoir. I've seen the movie. All right, Susan. Thanks for the update. We got Henry in Los Osos. Hi, Henry.
Hello.
Henry, how are you?
I'm well. You are too.
Yep.
You know, good movies, these classics like Casablanca, are really something you can watch probably every other month because the dialogue is so good. And that's why we appreciate some of these classics.
Craig, how many times have you seen Casablanca?
At least over 100.
I've probably seen it 50 times. Go ahead, Henry.
Yeah. I've got two movies. One's a comedy and one's a drama.
Okay.
Comedy, I like Katharine Hepburn and Spencer Tracy and Desk Set.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They made like seven or eight movies together. I like them all.
A good duo.
Yeah. Adam's Rib, and then Pat and Mike.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. But I like Desk Set about the most. She plays a really sharp woman, and I really like her. Of course, she did a great job in The African Queen with Bogart, but that's another one. And then for drama, I like the movie Agatha with Vanessa Redgrave and Dustin Hoffman.
Now, you know, I've never seen that. I'm familiar with that.
David, I've got to tell you, I saw that on Turner Classic Movies by chance.
Yeah.
And, man, what a super romance develops in that thing.
It's based on a true story.
Of what might have happened. Right. Yeah. Could have been.
Agatha Christie disappears as a young woman for a couple of weeks and ends up having an affair with Dustin Hoffman.
Yeah, well, it actually doesn't reach that point in the movie. They do kiss, but it's, you know, the music and everything that goes along, it's one of those Barry Goldsmith themes. Tremendous movie. If you get a chance, TCM or something, or maybe a DVD, check it out, Dave. You'll appreciate that.
Vote for Agatha. All right, Henry, thanks for calling. Happy Friday. Carla's in San Luis on KVEC. Hi, Carla.
Hi, Dave.
Hey, Carla.
I'm also love Casablanca. I've seen it many times, but the thing that I just thought of the most when I was listening to you and Greg was that you should use this opportunity of both enjoying this movie to find, you both like it for different reasons, but you both love it.
Absolutely.
So I think that's an opportunity to kind of enjoy what you both love in different ways, you know, rather than trying to kind of analyze it. Because I agree with you, it was such a romantic movie, but also what Greg was saying about wartime, romances get put off. There's so many interruptions. And so I just appreciated the fact that you both loved it so much.
Craig, what do you say?
So what you're saying is instead of making two separate lists of why we like it, make one giant list of everything that's great about the movie.
That's so fun.
Exactly.
We need to make it a competition.
Just because I enjoy your friendship so much, and I thought it just seemed wonderful that you liked it so much, both of you.
Oh, it's in the top three movies ever made. When you get the list, it's usually now Godfather, American movies, Godfather, Citizen Kane, Casablanca, in some order like that.
It's lovely, and like one of you said, that there's no wasted dialogue in it. Nope. It's just lovely. I've seen it so many times, and I just appreciate you covering it again.
Carla, thank you very much for calling in and your kind words. It's the script. At the heart of it, isn't it?
Yeah, but I also love the direction. Michael Curtiz, he doesn't waste a shot. He makes the most of everything. And he even kind of, he's so inventive. When he actually directed Robin Hood and came up with an incredibly ingenious fight scene, the big sword duel that was coming in and out of shadow, and it was really unique. And in Casablanca, there's a scene where Rick and the prefecture police... Renault, they go from the bar into Rick's office, inner office, but there's this wall that's missing, and that's how the camera is able to pan into the shot or pan into the office in one shot. But you don't notice that wall missing because it's so seamless and it transitions so well. So Curtiz, his directing was incredibly good and inventive.
So you have that perfect storm of directing, acting, writing.
Yeah, and the direction never stood out. A lot of movies, there's a movie called Something in the World of Tomorrow. It was like this visually epic, crazy Sky Captain in the World of Tomorrow. It was like in your face with, look what I can do as a director, all these amazing shots. And it was so in your face that it would take you out of it. Like, oh, that's an amazing shot. That's a shot. Casablanca had amazing shots, but they didn't step out of the movie. They were, the shots themselves were in character to the film.
Off the Stahlberg Law KVC text line, sort of romantic, but Sideways. Great film, great script. Absolutely. Won the Oscar for best screenplay. One of my favorite movies. And it's the relationship between Miles and Maya is very painful. Before Sunrise. Greg sends in Before Sunrise. Yeah, it's part of a trilogy. I can't name all three, but it's great. My favorite line, a guy standing on a station platform in the rain with a comical look on his face because his insides have been kicked out. I never miss it. Referring to the train scene in Casablanca. I'm going to ask Jennifer to hold on till after the news break. See if she'll call back. We've got to go to California Headline News and ABC News Radio as well. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Craig and I are just sitting around talking about romantic movies, focusing on Casablanca. We do this every Valentine's Day, at least those that I'm not in the hospital. We'll also update you on traffic, see if there's good news for the folks up in North County. This is Hometown Radio.
Remember this, a kiss is just a kiss, a sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by.
Don't forget to start your Monday morning off with First Look. Andy Morris and Scott Taylor are going to be here. They'll have you covered with everything you need to know to get you out the door on Monday. We'll have Rush Limbaugh. I believe we have a best of Mark Wilson. We'll have a little bit of Dave Ramsey, but then we have a best of Dave because it's President's Day and we get the day. But we will be back with you on Tuesday. I promise. Craig and I are sitting around. We're talking about romantic movies. It's Valentine's Day. We always play clips from Casablanca. We share a passion for this movie, but obviously for different reasons. That's fine. People get different things out of the same movie. Jennifer is in Oceano on KVEC. Hey, Jennifer.
Hi, Dave. Happy Valentine's Day to you and your sweetie.
And to you and to your sweetie.
I'm calling in about a movie that nobody, I think, has mentioned yet, which, you know, came out at a time that I was young and impressionable about what romance was all about, and that's Dr. Zhivago.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
I fell in love with that movie.
That takes me back. Oh, I saw that on the big screen in Champaign, yeah. Illinois, and it's like, oh, my God, Laura.
Yeah, yeah, very romantic.
Julie Christie and Omar Sharif.
Yes, and Geraldine.
Chaplin,
yeah.
All these British,
nobody wins. Nobody wins in that movie.
All these,
you know,
British
everybody
actors
gets heartbroken.
All these British actors playing Russians.
Yes, and the scenery, the capturing of what Russia was like at that time, I thought was just stunningly beautiful to see, and then grittingly, so gritty and awful, with, you know, some of the revolution-type stuff that was going on, and, yeah.
And the music.
Amazing. Yeah.
One of the great soundtracks.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, I'm getting nostalgic. I love this.
Has anybody mentioned Sleepless in Seattle?
Yes, and we were talking about it earlier. Craig likes Sleepless in Seattle, and, of course, the obvious connection to An Affair to Remember.
Yes, yeah.
Deborah Carr, Cary Grant, can't beat that.
Right.
And
okay.
All right. And you got Jimmy Durante singing the song. You got Meg Ryan, Tom Hanks. Thank you, Jennifer. Have a great night. Off the Stahlberg Law KVC text line, Gone with the Wind. Multiple love twists. I acknowledge. I don't know. You a fan of Gone with the Wind?
Yeah, I like it. It's actually one of my wife's favorite movies.
I acknowledge it, but I've never been able to get into it. I acknowledge its greatness, kind of like Casablanca. Script, acting, directing?
I got a great story after I get this call. You'll love it.
Okay. The Stolberg Law KVC text line. Don't know if it's been mentioned yet, but Lost in Translation was a great romantic movie. It was. Of love between two people that they never connected. I mean, obviously they connected emotionally, but they never connected physically. And they went their separate ways at the end. And then with Bill Murray whispering in Scarlett Johansson's ear, you're wondering what it is that he said. I absolutely love that movie. Back on the phones we go. We got Susan in San Luis on KVEC. Hi, Susan.
Hey, hi. Happy
Susan.
Valentine's Day.
And to you.
You
thank
both.
You.
And I love that movie, too, with Scarlett Johansson and Bill Murray.
Lost in Translation, right.
I missed the first part of this discussion, so I don't know if anybody's already said this, but I don't know if you remember in the first season of Magnum P.I., the TV show.
Yeah.
That was about three Vietnam vets were the main characters.
Yes.
But one of them had a bar modeled after Rick's bar in Casablanca. I don't know if you remember that.
Yes. His character was named Rick, but in real life, his character was named something else, and his PTSD, how he dealt with Vietnam, was becoming Rick, who owned a bar in Hawaii.
Yeah, did you already talk about that?
No.
Because I think they did an homage, is that the right word,
episode
about Casablanca as well. So
really?
I just wanted to add that to the discussion, because that seemed to be a part of the show, and maybe... Wasn't the writer Donald Belisario?
Very good.
Maybe he had a special love for Casablanca because he included it in the script. But I just wanted to add, too, that one of my favorite romantic movies of all time is The Way We Were with Barbara Streisand and Robert Redford. And probably because Robert Redford was a writer and she wanted to be a writer. Her character, Barbara Streisand, and it was about the blacklisting in Hollywood. So it was a lot about writers, and also I just thought it was a really great romance.
What about Casablanca?
Well, I don't want you to like me any less, but it never resonated with me.
Really?
A favorite of my ex-husband, and I saw it for the first time with him, and I think he watched it lots of times, but I don't know why, but it just never connected with me very much. So does that mean you're not going to like me anymore?
I think we just canceled our book segment.
Oh, no. Okay. Well, anyway, I just wanted to call in and say happy anniversary of your surgery, and I'm so glad you're alive and
Thank you, Susan.
Just wishing you a happy holiday.
Thank you, Susan. Thanks for the call. We'll educate you on Casablanca. We've got Lance on KVEC. Hi, Lance.
Dave, how are you?
Never better. Thanks for the hug.
Good, good.
Lance was waiting. Lance was waiting for me in the parking lot last night. Scared the bejesus out of me. But I appreciate the hug.
Well, I had to make sure that everybody was playing nice last night.
They
so
were.
On my way home from Miners, I stopped and made sure that everybody was playing nice.
That's nice of you to do.
So, yeah. But I have Jana here in the car, and we were listening, and she won't come up with a movie, but I've got, besides Casablanca, which is one of my all-time favorites.
I can guess yours. Your favorite romantic movie has got to be Caddyshack.
Dave, how'd you know? You know what, though? I could recite the movie verse by verse if you wanted me to. But you know what romantic movie I like? Meet Joe Black with Brad Pitt and Anthony Hopkins.
I never saw it.
You see it, Craig?
I've seen it, and I've never seen it because I remember zero about that movie.
He plays death, right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. But it's a great love story. It's a great story of father and daughters. It's one of my favorites.
Is it as good as Caddyshack?
Oh, nothing's as good as Caddyshack.
How about Tin Cup?
Tin Cup's okay, but nothing beats Caddyshack. Caddyshack is the greatest golf movie ever made.
I like it.
You know, I mean, I mean, the only other one would be Chasing the Sun with Glenn Ford, the Ben Hogan story. But that's a close second. The problem was Glenn Ford was a horrible golf swing, and he's trying to betray Ben Hogan, and just, yeah, it just didn't work. But the story was good. But no, Caddyshack's on a level all by itself.
Where are you taking your Valentine?
We just got home. We just went for sushi.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. What? So it very low key night. Some of us work today, and some of us, unfortunately, have to work tomorrow, so it's kind of low-key, but we're heading to Monterey on Sunday.
Happy Valentine's Day to you both, and drive safe to Monterey. Appreciate it. Lynn's on KVEC. Hi, Lynn.
Hi, Dave. Hi,
Lynn.
Craig.
Hi.
Happy anniversary from being out of the hospital.
Thank you.
I'm thrilled.
It's an anniversary of the surgery. I was in the hospital for another 5 days.
Well, I know that, but from the major first day, first of all, I have to agree, and I don't always agree with Craig on a lot, but I have to agree on your very first part of your segment on what you were going through on the top movies, and he was going, and I was doing the exact same thing, Craig.
Which one are you,
Well, all the ones you were saying, I was like,
you don't like The Notebook, you don't like Pretty Woman.
Definitely on Pretty Woman. I'm not sappy. No, I don't like sappy. That, to me, isn't real love. But let me just say something. I think one of my favorites, and I have another favorite, but one of my favorite sweet little romantic movies that I don't know if either of you guys have ever heard of, but it's called Authors Anonymous.
Tell me about the movie. No, don't.
Great writing, let me tell you.
Thank you.
Great
That's writing, very nice
great
of you.
Casting. No, it was. I consider that a romantic movie, and it was sweet, and it was just simple, and that's what I like. I say my all-time favorite one, and I don't think anybody's heard this. I haven't heard the whole segment. I mean, said this. I haven't heard your whole segment yet, but you guys may not even consider it romantic, but my favorite one is Up.
Do we consider Up to be a romantic movie? I thought it was very sentimental.
I would say sentimental, yes.
Yes, and that's kind of what I think of as romantic, too. I just adored that movie, even though I cried halfway through it.
All right.
But I'll see you guys on Tuesday.
We'll see you on Tuesday, Lynn. Have a good weekend. You know, hey, we didn't get your story before I take the next call.
All right, so my wife really enjoyed Gone with the Wind.
Yeah.
She watched it a couple times when she was a kid, and she was very excited to see it as an adult now. She was going to watch it on the big TV. And so it gets to the intermission, and she says, wait, there's more? She did not know after the intermission was the second half of the movie her entire life. She thought it ended at the intermission.
Wow. Now she knows.
And she was like, oh, my God, it's like a whole new movie for her. She's so excited about the ending she never saw.
Wow. I love it. All right. Back on the phones we go. We got Dane and Atascadero on KVEC. Hi, Dane.
You two romantic guys.
Hey, guys.
Happy Valentine's Day.
And to you.
Some people might think it was a Christmas movie, but I always thought this movie to be one of the greatest romantic movies I ever saw was Family Man.
Oh, Nicolas Cage.
Yes, with Tina Leona? Leone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There is an Australian movie, and it escapes me now, that Family Man was a remake of, and I prefer the Australian version. If I can think of the title, I'll email it to you. If you like Family Man, I think you'll like the Australian movie better.
I would love to see it. Sounds like it would be a great movie to watch.
What do you like about Family Man so much?
You know, just how he was sort of a jerk, and then all of a sudden, you know, things turned around, and all of a sudden he re-falls in love again, and it was a unusual type story. And at the end there, where he finally convinces her not to take that flight and saves the romance, it was great.
Yeah, probably one of the last good movies Nicolas Cage did.
Yeah, probably.
Have a good weekend. Thank you, Dane. We go to John in the Pomo on KVEC. Hi, John.
Hey, David. Hey, Craig.
Hey John.
It's a nice fluff kind of a show compared to how it's been.
Yeah.
How about Last of the Mohicans?
I love that movie.
That's
Lord.
My wife.
I love that. Daniel Day-Lewis and Madeline Stowe. Oh.
He even knows the names.
Well, the only thing about that movie that I never bought, and honestly, I didn't read the book, so maybe it's right in the book. But when they're running away, and it's the two women and the three guys, and the three guys leave the two women. Hey, we're going to come back for you. You're going to be taken hostage, but we'll come back and rescue you. I wouldn't have left them. I don't know.
Yeah, different times.
The chemistry between Madeline Stowe and Daniel Day-Lewis, I think that's the only romantic movie Daniel Day-Lewis ever did.
Huh, interesting, yeah. Me, I like the fight scenes, but...
Yeah, oh, it's a great movie. What movie do you... What's your favorite romantic movie?
Oh, actually, that's probably it. I'm not much for the romantics, you know. Actually, she also likes Hancock.
Oh, is that the Will Smith?
Will Smith, yep.
Is that the superhero that is bad?
Superheroes, yeah. Yep.
You seen that one, Craig?
Yeah, I just thought was not a fan of that movie.
Is that a romantic movie?
Not that I know of.
Yeah. It was the more they what was it when they got close together they lost their power.
Oh,
and so the conflict there that's there, I guess. So, yeah, that was good.
All right. Thank you, John. We've got Rick up in Templeton on KVEC. Hi, Rick.
Hi there.
Hi.
I really like Crocodile Dundee.
Oh, Crocodile Dundee. Holy cow.
Oh, that was a good movie.
Paul Hogan.
You know, romantic movie, too.
Yeah. How about that one, Craig?
Great movie. You saw it at the Bay Theater. I don't know, romance movie?
Yeah.
Fun adventure. Yeah.
He's Australian. What was she? She was American?
American. Yeah.
And I didn't like the sequel as much.
No.
But the original one had a lot of spark between the two.
Yeah, that's why Paul Hogan
pulls a knife on him. Hey, that's not this a knife. Is a knife. This yeah. is a
that's
knife.
Why Paul Hogan left his wife and married her.
Hmm. Is he still alive?
Yeah, I think so.
Hmm. What'd you like about it so much, Rick?
It was just so action-packed and just such an interesting movie. You know, I liked how he was so, you know, kind of like a hillbilly and he went to New York City and everything. Oh, he just didn't know anything about the cities. It was just so, and how they just fell in love and, oh, it was so good.
Yeah, it was. Thanks for the memory. If you're just tuning in, had a long week. Got pretty emotional here yesterday, so it's Valentine's Day. We put down our swords, and we're just celebrating romantic movies, and to me, the most romantic movie at all, Casablanca. Craig also loves Casablanca, but he loves it for different reasons. So we're just talking about romantic movies, and we got a tsunami of phone calls, which is great. Leslie's on KVEC. Hey, Leslie.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, Leslie.
All right. I have two suggestions. One is While You Were Sleeping with Sandra Bullock.
Oh, yeah.
I just love that movie.
Yeah.
It was so wonderful.
Very clever movie.
It was great, and I've seen it so many times, and I still think it's wonderful. The other movie I really loved was, it was a Mel Gibson movie, Forever Young, where he's frozen in a time capsule before World War II.
Oh.
And he finds his old girlfriend who was still alive that he thought had been killed in a car wreck, and he ages despite being given this, you know, thing. And I don't know, to me it was a very romantic movie.
It was J.J., who's the big producer now? J.J., he wrote the script to that. J.J. Abrams.
Really?
In those days he was writing as Jeffrey Abrams. He did that movie, and he did the one with Harrison Ford where Harrison Ford gets the bullet in the head, and regarding Henry.
I didn't see that one.
Yeah, and his life has changed because he has a bullet in his head.
Well, that would change anybody's life, I would think.
Hey, you owe me a couple visits on this show, dear.
Okay, keep having good topics like this. This is far more interesting.
All right, have a good Valentine's Day, Leslie. Thanks for calling in. We got Ron on KVEC. Hi, Ron.
Hi. How about The Leisure Seekers with Donald Sutherland? It's kind of a sad ending, but it was romantic.
I've never seen that. Tell me about it.
Oh, yeah.
he's got Alzheimer's, and they decide to take their RV up. You know, their kids didn't really approve of it, but they spent their last days in their RV and both went to sleep together.
Wow. That's a recent movie, isn't it?
A couple years. But they ended up passing away together, but it was a good romance.
Nice little comedy there. Wow.
Yeah.
Thanks. Wow. Wow. All right, Ron, thank you. Marilyn wants back in. Hey, Marilyn.
Hi. Hey. I just wanted to say happy Valentine's to you and your love, and say I liked The Man Who Came to Dinner. I think that was the name of it. Spencer Tracy and Katherine Hepburn.
Was that a romantic comedy?
It was
a romantic
because they had the strength of their love, no matter what their distances were in their background. They overcame that.
All right. I'll take that. Marilyn, thank you. Off the Stahlberg Law KVC text line, Marcia is agreeing with Jennifer about Dr. Zhivago. I mean, really, if you've got a free night sometime, and if you haven't seen Dr. Zhivago, you really need to see it. It's what movies are about. Let me squeeze in Beverly in San Luis. Hey, Beverly.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Never better. How
Good.
Are you?
Out of Africa.
Oh, Robert Redford and Meryl Streep.
Yep.
I admire that movie greatly. I just never bought Robert Redford as the British explorer.
I buy him as any party, please.
I forget the story. Sean Connery was supposed to play that role, and something happened where he dropped out, and Robert Redford took over. And
he
I often
the same part in every movie, but
yeah.
But it's, you know, because the other one I was going to say was Up Close and Personal, and then once I had Robert Redford in my head, Out of Africa came.
Up Close and Personal, yeah, but the ending is sad.
Yes, it is, and so is Out of Africa.
You like the two movies where Robert Redford dies?
Well, not really.
Very interesting.
I've done the romantic movies.
All right, Beverly, thank you. Let me squeeze in Paul. Paul, I got about 45 seconds.
Raising Arizona.
I love that movie.
That was romantic. There's a guy who...
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
A love of a good woman made him a better man.
And the whole scene running through the grocery store with the diapers.
Yes.
Just classic.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that works.
You can't go wrong with a movie with Randall Tex Cobb in it.
Or John Goodman. All right, Paul, thank you. Holy cow. All right. Dave, I got 15 seconds.
A Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Very clever movie. Thank you, Dave. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Jason Grody of Central Coast Lending. We believe that cell phone apps are great for some things and wrong for others. When it comes to something as significant as a mortgage, use our team of mortgage experts. Leave the apps for ordering pizza, not for buying a home. Use your phone for its original purpose and give us a call today.
Just call 543-LOAN. We're the mortgage experts on the...
And FM 96.5, KVEC.
All right, Craig, give me your best factoid about Casablanca.
All right, let's go with the scene where they're filming the plane off in the distance on the runway. It's very off in the distance, and there's people working on the plane. Those are actually dwarves because they wanted to make the plane look bigger.
All right, Craig. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Great segment. Great way to end the week. Happy Valentine's Day. Happy President's Day. We'll see you on Tuesday. I'm Dave Congleton. Now, Oliver the Cat, get out of my chair. I'm coming home. Good night.
This is 920 AM.